skin your cycles. Best thing in the world. Never change it for anybody else. In the skin your cycles. Best thing in the world. Never change it for anybody else.
She says she really grew up poor like me. Don't believe in nothing but the Almighty. Just a little jeans and a pure whitey. She never dream forever be nobody wifey. Yeah. She wanna make her pretty, but your heart is a maze. Play you like a villain. Depending on how you owe me, I'm glad that I'm calming down. Can't let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fights if I'm falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. Your back against the world. I never tried you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing in the world. I never tried you for anybody else.
Pose like a trophy when Naomi's walking. She need an Oscar for that pretty dark skin. Pretty like Lupita when the camera's closing. Drip vocal every when my killer's rolling.
I think tonight she might gray her braids. Melanin too dark to throw her shade.
She minds her business and winds her ways.
Roll like 24K.
Okay.
Tonight I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me, I'm glad that I'm calming down. Can't let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She's fighting but falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world. I never tried you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing about the world. I never tried you for anybody else.
Oh, have you looked in the mirror lately? Wish you could trade eyes with me.
Cause there's complexities in complexion, but your skin is glow like diamonds.
Dig me like the earth, you be giving back to everything alive, baby, know your worth. I love everything about you, from your nappy curls to every single curve, your body natural.
Same skin that was broken, me the same skin taking over. Most things are to focus you, but when you're in the room, they notice you.
Cause you're beautiful. Yeah, you're beautiful.
Gonna fall in love with you and all of your glory. Your skin is not only dark, it shines and it tells your story. You can't and they can't control you. They watch and they all adore you. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told you. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world.
I never trade you for anybody else.
Hello, 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 everyone. Thanks for joining Mo's Talk, where we can come together, kind of keep it real, talk with each other, vibe. You know, after a long day at work, some of y'all went to work, some went to school, some was just off. And some of you guys might be looking. I still pray that God opened doors. But whatever your day was, I hope it was a pleasant day. And it was a beautiful day. As for me, I had a really good day today. It was productive. Before I go into like my topic, you know, I'm just going to talk a little bit about my day. So today was a beautiful day today. I currently work on a military establishment. Been here for April and May, like 12 years. But today was like really interesting, you know, unlike any other days. So today I was sitting at the rec center, you know, covering for someone to come in. And they have like like the Free State program that comes in. And it was a little young boy that his grandmother brought him in because it's like a challenging program. And they was trying to talk him into it. Like, they can't just put you in a program without your permission. He was 17 years old, and he didn't want to go into the program. So, you know, after all of them tried to talk to him, I just felt like I could just talk to him. So I ran behind him, asked his grandparents if I could talk to him. And I just gave it to him real. Talked to him like, this is your life. You know, I know you don't want to do it, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do until you can do what you want to do. So with me using my inspirational touch, I believe I kind of got him more to want to get towards the program. So that just touched my day because that just made my day, because if you can just touch one person, lives to be changed, it's such a blessing. What made me come to the topic today, I was wondering, like, it's so many other topics I want to talk about, a lot of stuff. But it made me think about today. I was, you know, thinking for the last couple of days about this topic. I was thinking about us as women, as a culture. So I was just looking at how you look at today's time, how, you know, society and culture has put a lot of pressure on us today. Like, as women, we already know that we wear many hats and we play many roles. But they were no more roles than our mothers play, our grandmothers plays, and so forth. But when you look at today's society and the women, based on society of the women's in the past, it's so much different. The difference is, you know, with, you know, wanting to, you know, you can't even be yourself nowadays. You basically trying to be what society or our culture say we should be or what we should look like. So I got a lot of reading to do because I really was writing on it. So y'all bear with me before I open it up. So I'm going to read. So my topic was, who are you or do you even know? Culture today has sabotaged and crippled the essence of natural beauty today. So I want to talk about natural beauty, just being natural, our natural self. And don't get me wrong, you know, everything I'm reading, don't judge me, because yes, I like hair and I like eyelashes, but I did kind of shied away from so much makeup, but I do the eyeshadows. So I'm just going, you know, keep reading. The advertisement world has targeted women all over the world by taking advantage of our self-esteem in order to buy their product. For instance, the detox tea, the pills, and etc. Like, they put these things, like, you can't even turn on a commercial on a TV without seeing, you know, oh, you know, you want to get this because this is going to make you look so much more glamorous, or, you know, buy this product, this is going to take, you know, the pimples off your face, this going, and nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I remember growing up when people had freckles. Nowadays, people don't even want to embrace freckles. You know, they cover it up with makeup. You won't even know if they had freckles. Not to say that you got to walk around and be uncomfortable with yourself, but what I'm saying is society has made it even more worse today for us to just be a woman. So, and then, you know, we all bought into the myth from countless advertisement and celebrities that we aren't good enough. And celebrities have their own little world of trying to maintain a body or maintain this look to be able to sell so that they can make money. So we, as another culture that may, you know, with other women or young girls, it started as even young girls, you know, you start, you know, fantasizing that you want to look like this person. You want your skin color to be like this person. You want your hair to look like this person. You know, we start, You know, it's nothing wrong with being beautiful, but I just feel like mainstream has really took it to another level and demising the natural beauty of women. And, you know, they made you feel like something was wrong with being natural, having natural hair, your skin, your body, or just dressing decent and classy. They feel like we need to be fixed. And so when I think about, I don't know if y'all watch Love & Hip Hop, when I think about Spice on Love & Hip Hop and the prior season, I think season last year or something, and Spice wanted to, like, bleach her skin. She wanted to bleach her skin because she felt like that's the only way that she can get a Like, for instance, like, I was, you know, if y'all all know about Tyler Perry, the movie Temptation, think about his wife, you know, the lady, the secretary, that looked at his wife, Judas, you know, they told her that she wasn't sexy because she decided to wear, like, normal clothes, you know, she wore a long skirt, you know, don't get me wrong, you know, I do like to be sexy. But what was wrong with what she had on? They kept telling her and drilling her and drilling her that, like, look at your shoes, you don't look good, you know. But to her, she might have felt like she looked good, but to them, they was putting pressure on her as if she didn't look good or she wasn't good enough, until one day she felt like she wasn't pretty enough and she wanted them to make her look like today's culture, make her look like what everybody else looked like. So, you know, she began to change herself. So the pursuit of beauty has manipulated the appearance of how women should look or feel about themselves. You know, so when you watching, like, countless reality shows, social medias and everything, we watch and people and young ladies desire to be, to have these unrealistic body shapes. They will go to the extreme to look and you know, and look like these people. Like, you know, and some of these people, you know, has the money to have the means to do these things, but we look at these things and we feel like we got to be that way in order to feel pretty. It kind of dampens on a person. It kind of brings, you know, like, people suffer, like, self-esteem issues and stuff from these things, just not being able to do these things. So I'm gonna finish reading. The culture has blinded us for decades to believe that the only way to be noticed was to dress a certain way, to, like, reveal your body. You know, like, people feel like, I look at the young girls all over social media and they feel like if they not showing any skin or, you know, showing their breasts, or what was disturbing is my daughter showed me a picture of a young lady online, and she was on there with her boyfriend. First, they was, like, acting like they was having sex online, and then they was online, and the boy was grabbing her boobs, and everything else was, like, he was, like, her whole body was out, and she thought that was beautiful, and she thought that was cute. All because of what they see, the stuff they see. You know, they see these, you know, when you look at celebrities, you look at what they do, they cover their body, but they're getting paid for these things. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know at night how they feel when they go home after looking at these things. You know, you have kids, you have parents, you have family members that have to look at these pictures, be sabotaged over social media. And once it's in the world, it's in the world. It's no getting it back. So I said, think about it today. Women will go in debt just for the sake of fitting in or being in the limelight, even if it means to neglect their responsibilities. Women will go in debt with credit cards just to have surgeries. You know, they will go get, like, the top surgeries, or, like, you know, getting, and I didn't even know that, but to get your lips done, you know, to get your Brazilian butt, to get your breasts done, you know, to get all these things done just to sit in. And it's nothing wrong with like wanting to be beautiful, but when you have to alter your body to feel beautiful, it's heartbreaking. Because, you know, even with like our hair, you know, like it, you know, I remember wearing tracks, and you know, I wear tracks, and I remember wearing hair, you as they call it, weave now. I remember wearing these things, but I just don't remember, you know, paying the extreme and the amount of money that they pay for it now. You know, nowadays it's about $500 and $600 full wig. You understand? And, you know, women want their hair to be all the way down their butt. It's like they want to, you know, fit in. They want to have that look. They want that line. They want that attention. And so I'm going to move on. So, so I just feel, wait a minute, hold on guys, because I think I'm messing up. So, would you agree that trying to be accepted can be draining and overrated? You wonder why many of our young ladies and older women suffer from self-esteem issues. You wonder why they're so insecure with themselves, because they don't love themselves. They don't feel good about themselves because they constantly being, you know, when you look at, like I said, commercials, TV shows, you know, you always, you gotta be, you know, confronted with somebody's body. Like when I went out Saturday, I went out to this little spot Saturday, and the bartender, I don't know, I was kind of memorized. I know people do this, but I was just looking like, wow. Like the bartenders, you know, she looked it pretty, but when I looked at them, hey, welcome. You know, when I looked at it, she had thongs on. Like, I don't know if I would be comfortable with all those people just seeing me in a thong, and I'm just doing this to make money. And it's like I'm solidifying my body. And I don't believe all the women are bad that does it, but they are doing it. So, which makes me believe, like, why can't we just appreciate our skin? Why can't we appreciate who we are? You know, appreciate the true Melanie. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with it. You know, I believe most negative thoughts stem from not feeling like you aren't pretty enough. You're not small enough. You're not big enough. Your butt not big enough. Your nose, your breasts, and et cetera. The list goes on. With the pressure of the world, and how it constantly reminds us of what is deemed to be beautiful and accepted, you watch it all the time, like I said, with our celebrities. Let's not forget, and another thing that's like I was saying earlier, is one of the biggest things is cosmetic surgery. You know, people go out here and spend thousands of dollars, go in debt for these cosmetic surgeries. And sometimes you do these things, like for instance, if you get like a tummy tuck and then everything looking really good, and then what happens if you gain your weight back? Now you feel overwhelmed, now you're stressed again, now you don't feel pretty enough, now you know you just so bad on yourself because you want to look like what they say you should look like, instead of just appreciating them, your true Melanie, or whatever God has created you to be, you know, just appreciating that. And like I say, don't get it twisted. It's nothing wrong with self-care. I will talk about that another time. You should have self-care. It's nothing wrong with making up and making yourself look beautiful. But when it's just getting to the point, whereas, I don't know, I was looking at, Paula said, some people feel like if they don't bring out that kind of attention to themselves, they don't feel appreciated or liked. And that's the biggest problem. And then when they bring out these attention to themselves, is the attention is truly to them, or is the attention is geared towards just what they feel like they see? Because what they see is falsified, because you're not really, you can be this glamorous woman that got, you know, that's now, if you got a natural body, then that's beautiful. But I'm just saying, like, if you go do all of this stuff to yourself, and then you can run into complication. And yeah, you do, like, the image is beautiful. Don't get me wrong. The image is beautiful, but I just feel like we're getting away from, we're just beautiful. When you think about our ancestors, you know, I was looking at pictures back in the 1800s and, you know, in Africa, you know, we were born with body shapes. We were born naturally shaped. You know, we have a natural shape that people want to have. You know, we always been beautiful. We always had the hair. It didn't matter if it was nappy or straight. Our hair is beautiful. You know, it's just like I was watching the I don't know if you guys familiar with like the doll test for like psychology, and they put like three Barbie dolls in front of these kids in school, and they asked them, you know, they got the regular one. It was two African American couple that, you know, merged couple that came up with the idea, and it was them, you know, deemed towards like racist and stuff. But the point of the little young girl looked at the doll and they said, which one of these are beautiful? And instead of going for the natural look or the natural, you know, your natural color, they went for like, oh, this one, the lighter one is beautiful. Everybody going for this one is beautiful. And see, that's where the identity crisis come in. That's where, you know, the confusion come in of, you know, not just knowing who you are, you know, and not being able to embrace who God has called you to be. You're beautiful, you know. And so it made me, so I want to tell you about this girl. Her name is, she's 23 years old. Her name is Shadira Agarun. And she's known as the slum flower on Instagram. And she has made a movement for, it is really say the darker doll was the bad and ugly one. Exactly. And that's what most people, that's what we think of ourselves. And this little young girl, she started the Saggy Boos Matter movement. And this young girl is 23 years old. Honestly, her titties probably looking like mine. Say sagging daddies. You know, my daughter called them saggy daddies. They sagging. And she said when she was about 19 years old, she felt really bad because she felt like, how did she end up with breasts that don't sit up? And then she said she went to a store and got a bra that set them up, and she was like, she was getting confused. And then the packages that was coming in the mail, she just couldn't understand why her boobs never sit up, and she don't have no kids or anything. And she said people would talk about her and, you know, like give her a lot of backlashes of, you know, her having saggy boobs and stuff. And she said, and I'm gonna read you what you just said, yo. And she said, you know, she said she decided to take a stand because she said she was gonna go get surgery, but she decided to just embrace her beauty. She said society put a lot of pressure on you to make you feel like, you know, you gotta be ashamed of who you are. She said so it made her start the movement as a young girl, the Saggy Boos Matter movement. And she said it touched so many people, young people's lives, and the fact that they didn't go get surgery. And Yo-Yo said, we have to teach our young, beautiful women that beauty is with them. That's, they have to know to love themselves first. When you learn to love yourself, we as women will not go to the stream to imitate another person because we know our worth and beauty. But that's the truth, though. But honestly, when you look at social media, you look at Instagram, you look at Facebook, you look at TV, what do you see? You know, you trying to teach your young daughters that beauty is within, but what happens when they feel like they embody with nothing but people or images that seem real, that seems really real? They look at these images like, I was reading Lil' Kim documentary today too. And whole time when I took a hip hop introduction to hip hop class a couple semesters ago. And my professor, she real big, she Lil' Kim fan. And she basically was really mad when somebody was talking about Lil' Kim bleached her skin. And she said, don't talk about her because she have a skin disorder. Now, when I listened to her documentary today, she don't have a skin disorder. Lil' Kim basically bleached her skin just like all the rest of them, she said because of the pressure. It was a lot of pressure. She did it because she felt neglected by her father. And her father was, you know, basically, you know, down on her. So she wasn't happy with them. And then she stepped out there and she felt like to make it in the industry, she had to bleach her skin. She had to look a certain way. She had to be lighter than her skin. She had to, you know, and then going into the surgery, you know, her plastic surgery just didn't do a good job. And that's what made her go back again and totally messing herself up. So she took what was beautiful and kind of messed herself up to me, you know, because she was really beautiful. You know, Michael Jackson was another one who bleached his skin trying to fit in and look like somebody that you're not. So, you know, it's like we need to raise awareness that it's nothing wrong with being beautiful. And I mean, even if it's not your daughter, even if you don't have small daughters, it could be anybody's daughter. We need to let them know that it's okay to be who you are. It's okay to, you know, be beautiful. It's, I mean, because you're beautiful. It's nothing wrong with our skin. Our skin is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? The melody is just, people want to be us. You know, and I felt like that was a need to really talk about that because that's something I see all the time, like the pressure. Like, it's just people be under pressure trying to do these things. I didn't even know they get their ears done and all this type of stuff, like to raise the ears. And I knew that they, you know, more the white people get their face lifted, you know, but I, you know, it's just so much and like they put so much pressure on us as being a woman and just embracing our true beauty. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's okay to have a little stomach. Like, I got a big stomach, but it's okay to have a stomach. It's okay to have, you know, whatever you are right now, if you want to change it, it should be something that you want to do, is what I'm conveying my message as. It should be something you want to do. It should not be something that society or culture say you should do, you know. And I remember Carly said, she said, right, when we were growing up, we always saw the lighter and skinny was pretty. Now, darker and thicker is pretty. Just like what Yo-Yo said, you have to know who you are. You got to just accept yourself for who you are. It's just great to be different. And it is so great to be different. And I just feel like that's something that we need to really, it just really inform people and make it more informative because, honestly, it's so many, you'd be surprised, and so many women and young girls who really pretty and beautiful, they don't see that. Like, it's a young lady come and, you know, be hard on themselves. They feel like they, you know, their body, they can have the, I'll be like, well, let's trade. Take my body and I'll take your body. They don't even feel like their bodies are beautiful enough, you know, and I just really feel like it has a lot to do with our culture, and it has a lot to do with our society and how they deem how we supposed to look according to them. Like, even if you're trying to, you know, make it and you gotta look apart to try to even make it, you know, like it's almost like they make you buy into this scheme, and meanwhile, you know, they put all this pressure on you so you can buy, they advertise it and so that you can buy the stuff. Just like, think about it, I was looking at this recently, they always used to have like certain people that did models, you know, certain models that model brands and stuff like that. And I think it was Iggy, I think her name was Iggy. The girl, I don't know what she's on, but the heavyset girl, I looked on it and Tommy Hilfiger had let her model the bras and the underwear set. Now, to me, that's big and that's a big movement, but at the same time, all they worrying about is pushing their products because they already see that, you know, we are more applicable to show our bodies and stuff. So they figure, why not go ahead and let you do this? Because we was a prophet then and we are a prophet now. And we buy into these things. We really does. We buy into these things to think that, you know, it's okay. But the whole time they orchestrating it from behind, and they know that that's going to be damaging to your self-esteem. Because if you look at any of them celebrities, if they go dead broke right now and not be able to, provide for themselves the way that they did, I'm telling you, they will lose their mind. They will lose their self-esteem. They will go crazy. They will go crazy if they can't go get the latest hair. They'll go crazy if they can't spend $300 on a lipstick. They will go crazy. You know why? Because society has told them how they should look. Society has told them how they should walk, how they should live their life. Society, they don't even have no type of liberty. They're not liberated to live however they want to live. And it's so sad to me when I look at our younger generations and the older generations. We do the same thing. We will go out here and not only just cosmetic surgeries, but we will go out here and just do the most just to feel like we fitting in. We will go out here and we will spend countless, we will tax our bank account out just so a person can say that you see me with this on or you see me with that on. You know, like everybody just living in a matrix to me. You know, so I just felt like, you know, tonight was just one of those nights to just sit back and just, you know, kind of, you know, ponder on today's, you know, on the pressure that we have today as women. Because I tell you one thing, it do be true when you trying to make yourself a part and make yourself look a part. And, you know, because me, I just like to get what looks nice on me. But all that other stuff, like people be like, well, you need to go buy this and suck that in. And both time I try to suck all that stuff in, that stuff be hurting, okay? That stuff be hurting so bad I can't breathe. I'm like, man, it is what it is. If she kind of big down there, then she kind of big, okay? If Samantha, that's what I call my stomach. If Samantha down there looking a little chub, then Samantha going to look a little chub. I'm just saying, we just got to be careful on, you know, the things we do. It's nothing wrong with beautifying ourselves, but we just got to remember that we are beautiful just the way you are. You just have to tell yourself you love yourself. You know, when you look in the mirror, you just say, you know, it is what it is. I love everything about me, and that's what it's going to be. I'm not going to look like you. Yes, girl, your body is banging. Some people got banging bodies. Girl, I wish I can have that body. That body is banging. But I'm right over here, and this is me, little old me, and I'm going to love little old me. And I'm just saying, we need to just love on ourselves a little more. And I wish I can have these kind of conversations with celebrities and people up there that's really, like, you know what I'm saying, don't have nobody to really talk to them because they just have so much pressure on them on what they should do. I used to break my neck to go buy me some tracks. I tell you one thing, when I take my pictures, they ain't no real tracks. That's whole ponytails. I said, man, I'm not going to do it because Your beauty is, like you say, is within, and it blossoms out. And I could put anything on me and look beautiful, and that's just that. You know what I'm saying? But I have seen so many people that will go to the extreme to just feel like they sitting in. I'm just telling you, like, they even go far as wearing fake butts nowadays. They putting on fake butts on their jeans to make their butts look a little curvy. You know, it's the pressure. You know, you feel like you want to be seen, you want to be noticed, and you just want that attention. And we just have to, you know, understand, like Beyonce's song said, you know, brown skin girl, you know, you beautiful. And we just got to know that we are beautiful. And we must, you know, if you got grandkids, granddaughters, just take time out to sit down and let them know. Don't let nobody tell you you're not beautiful, because you're beautiful. If it's your cousin, your niece, your daughter, let them know, because we just live in this society today that just make it so hard on us as women to be women. You know, they put a lot of pressure on us, and you know, like nowadays they, you know, they dictating, and they, and it's hard out here, you know, for how they making it for us. Where, you know, our ancestors didn't have to do all of that. You know what I'm saying? Grandma and them and mama and them put on a nice blouse and a skirt or some pants, dress pants, and they looked nice. And you know, they curl their heads with curling iron and they pin it up and they made it look nice. I've seen some really nice old school pictures. You know, they looked really nice, but with us, we just have to do so much to just fit in. So we must just, you know, I'm just saying, like, this is a little short one, guys, but I just really, you know, I thank y'all for, like, tuning in, but I just wanted to, you know, I come on my other, you know, juicy stuff, but I just wanted to really express that, because that is a big thing that I noticed that is going on. And before I leave, I'm going to tell about another, I was watching, I don't know if y'all watched The Breakfast Club, but I was watching Lil Mo 3 days ago, and basically she was coming out the closet and letting everybody know how she was, like, really, you know, gone off of the Oprah's, you know, Oprah and pills or whatever. And she said with the pills, it was starting to make her look really crazy. And she started, you know what I'm saying, like, she wasn't getting money like she was. She said people was looking at her like real funny, and it started really messing with her self-esteem. It started really messing with her, because you go from being looked up as this artist that looked this way, dressed this way, talked this way, moved this way, to now they looking at you as a plain Jane. That was messing with her mentally, she said. That was messing with her mental capacity, like how she was thinking. And so it bothered her so much that she, you know, began to work on getting herself together to try to maintain this image. You know, she's trying to come back. She's trying to, you know, get this image that she had. So I just wanted to talk about that, guys, tonight. You know, just talk about how we just got to know that we are beautiful. If you choose to do anything to your body, let it be something that you want to do and not something that society deemed you should do. Like, if you wanted to get a bazillion butt, let that be something because you felt like if you got it, that's something you wanted for yourself. Whatever you do, let it be something that you want to do for yourself. Just don't be moved because of what somebody else say. I don't care if your man don't feel like you pretty enough. It's all about what you feel and how you feel about yourself. Always have it about how you feel about yourself. Never be moved on just what somebody else say you should look. You know, just always love on yourself. And trust me, if you don't try to, if you don't live your life trying to be who everybody else say you should be, then you'll be better off. You'll feel more comfortable with yourself. You have lesser chances to running into being insecure about yourself. You know, feeling, you know, some people that get overweight, they eat because they don't feel pretty enough. You know, they don't feel like they good enough to go out there. If you single, go on the dating world because you don't feel like you're good enough. You know, you looking at people, only want to date certain kind of people. Love yourself. you know, and love who you are. Like, I walk, and I walk with a vengeance, okay? This man came up to me at work about 2 years ago, and he was in the military, and he always disturbed me. And he came up to me, and he said, my mother told me about women like you. And I was looking at him like, what are you talking about? He said, you look and you see all these women in here that's fit. But when you walk with your head up. He said, you walk with confidence. And I smell it from a mile away. I love a woman that has confidence. And I'm just saying, sometimes you got to be confident in who you are. And you got to just love you for you. I ain't trying to be like nobody else but me. And I'm okay with everything. Like my, you know, like my doctor keep trying to, you know, I am going to the gym for myself. My doctor keep on trying to get me get this. So I'm like, I'm not doing that. You know, he's, well, you look like I'm okay with me. I'm okay with me. And I get a little offended sometimes when he said, I understand that it's for my health. So I try not to be ignorant, but I get upset. Like, don't keep looking at me like I have to be this type of person or look this type of way, because I love me for who I am. And I'm, you know, and when I tell them that, I say it with, you know, with confidence, and I say it in being stern. Like, don't tell me what I should look like and who I should be, or, you know, or what they did, what they say, because some of them people who you say I should look like look sickly to me. So no, I don't want to be really skinny. I, you know, I love me, and I just love everything about me. And it took me a long time to get that way, because when I was a young girl, teenager, it was things that I didn't like, you know, because I didn't feel like I was pretty enough. Like, you know, you looked at the type of women that the guys, when they made you want to alter yourself, but I didn't realize that was how things, that's how they begin to shape you, and how society and culture begin to shape you as a young girl, you know, as the young ladies that feel like if they don't have these shoes, or they don't have this outfit, or they don't have this hair, or they don't have these eyelashes, or they don't have this your face beat by these people, or this type of makeup brand, or it got to be these type of Jordans, or it got to be this. If you don't have these type of things, you not considered beautiful. No, you're beautiful just how you are. So I just really wanted to just come on here, guys, and just elaborate on that. And I'm just saying, we need to really, for real, we need to make a movement. I was even thinking about making a movement myself. Like, we really need to come together as strong Black women and make a movement, because if you voice your voice, you'll be so surprised of how many women don't feel good about themselves. You'd be so surprised of how many young girls really trying to, like, kill themselves because of what they look like. You know, they, like, they don't understand why their breasts don't get big as this person's breasts, or why their face not clear as this person's face. I'm just saying, like, we must teach them that it's okay to look beautiful, because I'm not saying look like a rag doll, but what I'm simply saying is, you don't have to look like what they say you have to look like. Look like who you feel like you should look like, and be happy of who you look like. And this, that's it, guys. You know, so that's all I have to say. If anybody want to add anything before we close, I'll come up with some more stuff y'all want to talk about. But it was like more of an affirmative thing, because I share these podcasts on Twitter and stuff like that. And somebody might need to hear that, because it might stop somebody from trying to apply for a credit card knowing you can't afford it, to go in debt just to be able to say that you look this way, and be able to do Instagram videos and doing Turk videos so people can look at you. Just know that you're beautiful for who you are. So guys, I'll let y'all know when I come back. Because they said that it's gonna be down tomorrow. They said that they're gonna do some work. So I don't, if it's up tomorrow, I'll come on. If it's not, then I won't be able to come on tomorrow, because it says it's up for maintenance tomorrow. So, guys, I just thank you guys for tuning in and listening to me. You know I love you guys. And I'm if y'all got something that y'all want me to talk about, because I be trying to – it's so many topics I have. I can't even get to all of them at one time, so I just take my time and take one by one. But I have a whole bunch of them. But if it's something that you directly want me to talk about, you know, shoot me a message and – We can talk about this thing, and we can, you know, as always, come together, you know, voice our opinion. It's women embracing women. Might be some men on here, I don't know, but we all getting to know new people. We all sitting down talking, and it's all fun and it's all grown. Guys, I'm just gonna end it with a little song for a minute, and that's I'm Every Woman. We have to realize that we are a woman, and we gotta love ourselves for who we are. No matter what nobody says about us, love every curve. Don't try to alter it. That's your curves. Love your big stomach. That's your big stomach. Your thighs, they're your thighs. Love everything about yourself, okay? Matter of fact, tonight, go in the bathroom and look at yourself and give yourself a big hug and tell yourself today that you love yourself. Love yourself, okay? Because you're beautiful. And believe me, a lot of people want to be you, okay? You're beautiful. You're so beautiful. Just embrace that. Never let nobody take that from you. Never let nobody tell you you're not pretty enough, you ain't skinny enough, you ain't light enough. You are beautiful for who you are. If you light, you're beautiful. If you're dark, you're beautiful. If you're big, you're beautiful. If you're skinny, you're beautiful. We're just beautiful, guys. And just remember that. We are women. Thank you. Snow, we are beautiful, guys. And I'll be back on tomorrow at 7 if it allow me to. Love you guys. Y'all have a good night. And I'm just sending love through the, I'm sending cyber hugs to my ladies. My gentlemen, I just want y'all to know that y'all are beautiful. And when y'all put them heels on, I want you to strut it like no other, because you better work it, honey, because you're beautiful. When you walk to the bathroom, you better walk with a strut. When you go cook that dinner for your man, walk with a strut, because you're beautiful, baby. You better know it.